Chapter 1. $10 down, $10 a month. The idea from the beginning was to sell lots, nothing more. No forethought was given to the possibility that someone might actually want to live there. No consideration given to streets or schools or sewers. Selling, not building, was how these developers measured their success. Paul Reyes, Exiles in Eden. They called it the 90-mile prairie, the vast expanse of scrub brush and grassland stretching from south-central Florida, above Lake Okeechobee, to a handful of ports on the Gulf. This was cattle land, a mucky, barren, rattlesnake-infested, palmetto bush terrain, where in the 1800s, grizzled cowboys, known locally as cowhunters, herded livestock onto steamships bound not for northern markets, but for Cuba. Cows roamed freely here, malnourished and emaciated, while Florida's unique breed of cowboys, wrote Frederick Remington, had none of the bilious fierceness and rearing plunge of their western brethren. In fact, many had stolen whole herds. Range wars were common in Florida. While some, such as cattle baron and slave owner Jacob Summerlin, who also co-founded Orlando, spent the Civil War selling scrub cows to both the Union and the Confederacy. In 1862, Summerlin and his associates established a dock on the north shore of Charlotte Harbor, several miles inland from the Gulf, for the express purpose of loading ships in secret to break the Union blockade. However, Summerlin's ships weren't going to the Confederacy because no one could pay what the Cubans could pay, a reported $30 a head in gold Spanish doubloons. Summerlin would die in 1893 after a long and prosperous life, but Charlotte Harbor Town lived on as the first settlement in what became Charlotte County. For years, it was nothing more than a remote hamlet on either side of an old Indian trail, the future U.S. Route 41, where settlers bought supplies and cowboys brought their livestock to the dock. Across the water on the south shore of Charlotte Harbor was a jutting bit of pine and wetland called Punta Gorda, which was Spanish for Fat Point. In the mid-1800s, Cuban fishermen sometimes visited there, but in 1883, the land passed to a Kentucky colonel and carpetbagger named Isaac Trabue, who platted a town with a port and persuaded the Florida Southern Railroad to build a terminal there in 1886. The railroad would become part of the Plant system, owned by Northern industrialist Henry Plant, who, in addition to building train and steamship lines from Canada to British Honduras, would open or acquire 8 Florida hotels, including one built in 1887 in Punta Gorda. Although not as luxurious as Plant's Tampa Bay Hotel, which was a quarter-mile-long, minaret-festooned showpiece featuring the state's first elevator, the Punta Gorda Hotel was an appealing, though utilitarian, structure of 150 rooms. Built to draw tourists to one of the best fishing grounds in the state, the hotel housed over 3,300 visitors in 1887, including such luminaries as Andrew Mellon, John Wanamaker, and W.K. Vanderbilt, among others, but closed following an economic depression in 1896 and didn't reopen until 1902. The hotel, and to some extent the communities of Charlotte Harbor, never recovered. Some industry remained there, mostly fishing and phosphate shipping, but competition from ranchers in Texas and Central America meant that by the turn of the 19th century, the area's cattle export industry had dried up. Thus, with few tourists and even fewer exports to speak of, Charlotte Harbor spent the next 50 years in a stasis. For while the population of Florida grew 424% between 1900 and 1950 to nearly 2.8 million, Punta Gorda's grew just 37.8% to 1,950. Charlotte Harbor Town, or simply Charlotte Harbor as the locals called it, remained an unincorporated settlement with fewer than 500 people. Impeding growth, to a large extent, was the wet, dry nature of local lands. To the east was prairie, but north and south of Charlotte Harbor was a coastal strip of what scientists call hydric pine flatwoods, a low-lying, lightly forested, seasonally flooded savanna of palmetto bushes, cabbage palms, and slash pine, for which